We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Izzo will join us in a matter of moments, getting settled up in East Lansing. The Spartans scheduled to travel down to Indianapolis today, where they will start Big Ten play in the Big Ten tournament. Tomorrow, scheduled to play the winner of Iowa and Ohio State.
Ohio State, Purdue, I believe.
Why do I keep saying
Purdue? I don't know.
Oh, Purdue and Ohio State. Yeah. They're going to play the winner of Purdue and Ohio State tomorrow night at 6:30. The Hall of Famer Tom Izzo joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tom, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We're great, and we really appreciate the time. It's obviously a very weird time in sports right now, and Stoney and I both appreciate what you said yesterday or a couple days ago about, hey, listen, there's guys a lot smarter than me who are going to make these decisions. But how are you and your basketball team preparing for the great unknown right now?
The reason you guys like that, you know, it's the truth.
No,
that scares me. Jeez. That's an insult to me, but I take it the way you said it. No, you know, it is something that is completely out of our control. And I've wavered back and forth on what's right, what's wrong. And it's just another one of those things. It's been the kind of year that there's a lot of things out of your control, a lot of things that you're not an expert at. I've said I've worn a lot of different hats this year and things we've gone through here, but this hat is one that I can't even wear. I have to leave it to the experts, and that's what I'm going to do.
When you saw what the NBA did last night, you saw your friend Fred Hoiberg. Thankfully, it was just the flu during the opening round of the Big Ten tournament last night. Do you think, have you been told anything that it's going to go on as scheduled with no fans, or is there any talk at all of just canceling the whole thing?
You know, this whole thing has been speculation, and it's been speculated now for a couple of days that they'd play without fans, and then when the NBA does that, it's a speculation that it won't be played at all. We're sitting here, we have a meeting at 9:30, we have practice at 10:30, and, you know, maybe we'll know something this afternoon. I've been told nothing, but when you see some of the things that happen, there's usually the trickle-down effect, and if that happens, it'll be for a good reason, and if it doesn't, we'll play the games.
We're talking to Tom Izzo, the Michigan State head basketball coach, Michigan State in the Big Ten tournament on Friday evening, and of course the NCAA's next week. You know, when they announced yesterday that they're going to play the game without fans, the games without fans in the NCAA tournament, I thought, and I'm not trying to joke here, you know, I'll honestly, wow, this is going to be fascinating. We're going to hear everything that Tom Izzo says on the sidelines. This is going to be great. Have you?
That's not as bad as you think.
I know. But have you thought about that at all? That all of a sudden, maybe you got to lower your voice a little bit?
No, you know, the way you media guys are now, they sit on the end of the bench and tweet out what I say. So it's not a big difference. It'll remind me of my Division II days. I played in a lot of arenas that were empty. And I was a player then. So, you know, you're right. It's hard to make fun of any of it. It's sad. It saddens me for our players, our fans. It saddens me for our seniors who don't get another chance at this. But it just shows that I've learned a lot this year, three or four different times, that there are things bigger than sports and bigger than basketball. And this is one of those things that I guess teaches you a life lesson. If we play the games 50 years from now, they'll be looking back and talking about this thing. And if we don't play the games 50 years from now, they'll be looking back. So unfortunately, it's going to be part of history. I just hope that for all parties involved, meaning, you know, players, fans, everyone else, everybody stays healthy. That's the bottom line.
I'm sure other teams have done the same thing, but I know you guys played Gonzaga in a scrimmage that there was no media right. and no fans. How much does that prepare you for what you face?
Well, no fans was kind of strange. No media was enlightening. No, I'm just kidding. I have, believe it or not, a great relationship with our media, and I do think people will miss that part of it. I don't know what they've decided on. I know it's just going to be parents and immediate family. I haven't heard. Maybe you have heard something. Is the media allowed in there?
I think that's still fluid. I don't think they've made that decision yet.
Right. Okay. So, you know, it's just not, it's not good for anybody, but the alternative is worse if something happens. So, I mean, I struggled with the whole thing for 4 or 5 days now, but I just realized, like other things, we're all control freaks as coaches. You know, we want to control everything. And there's certain things that I learned this year I had no control of. And there's certain things today that I'm going to prepare my team with no control of whether we're going to play, whether we're going to play with no fans, no media. So if anything, all the things we went through this year, maybe we'll be as prepared a team to handle this kind of situation as most, and we'll see if that happens.
You guys obviously changed the narrative on your season over the last four games, won the Big Ten for the third consecutive year, swept those last four games. Stoney and I have been sitting here, so what changed? What was different? You know, Stoney will point to Rocket Watts and Aaron Henry. I really thought Cassius kind of, I don't know, rediscovered things, or maybe it was the joy, and that's been well documented. I'm not asking you to go back on that, but what do you think changed in your team over these last four games that let you win that Big Ten championship?
Well, for the first time in the history of mankind, I think both you media guys were right. it was, you know, Rocket, you know, offensively, but Rocket defensively has made a big difference. Aaron Henry is, you know, has become the two-way player that I think, it's not Gary Harris, doesn't shoot it as well, but he's Gary Harris-ish, which means he can play both ends of the court. You know, Xavier Tillman has been as steady as a rock the whole year, but I think you're right on Cassius Winston. You know, you're right when you say there's a little bit of joy. I mean, you can't forget what's happened. It's never going to be forgotten. It's almost embarrassing to talk about it in that frame, like he's getting better. Well, you know, but it is a human reaction that the grieving process takes time, and it's not going to be over this year. But is it getting better? Is he able to deal with it better? Is his family able to deal with it a little better? A little. I think a little is the key word, but when you're playing at the level he's at, a little is a big difference. So there's been some different reasons. But you got to remember, too, guys, as I told my team, in the middle of the year when we lost 5 out of 8 or whatever it was, we were in every game. We just, you know, found ways to lose them instead of found ways to win them. But when the games we won by 15, 16 points. So it wasn't that crazy for me as I looked at what we did, but it was probably crazy for most people.
You guys have been to, you've played on 23 straight Fridays, which is every Friday of the Big Ten tournament, which is incredible. What does that say about the consistency of this program, and how important is it for you to win this thing this weekend?
Well, the consistency thing is the most important thing. You know, it'll be our 23rd NCAA tournament straight. It'll be our 23rd straight Friday. It'll be, you know, these winning three in a row. I mean, those are consistency things that I don't care if you're Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan State, or anybody else. Everybody likes consistency. I think Gino Auriemma sent me a text, and he hit the nail on the head. You know, consistency means you have a culture, and a culture you can plug other people in, and still survive the years when you're not quite as good, because the culture, the players before you, the examples set, the path that has been taken and how it's been taken. And as a coach, you know, I've dealt with losing a ton of players back in 2001 and still found a way to do it. And I think that's because of the culture we have here, and consistency and culture are something everybody, I think, dies for.
And in terms of culture, obviously one of your legacies is taking players who maybe aren't great and turning them into great players, or they turn themselves with your help. Xavier Tillman, did you see this when you recruited him, that he would become All Big Ten, Academic All-American, Defensive Player of the Year? Because some of us did not see this in Xavier Tillman.
Boy, this is a bad show today, because again, I have to agree with you.
Yes, all right.
I didn't see it either, but I'm going to confession after this radio interview, because I don't want to agree with you guys on everything. But you know, if I was to look at it, you know, I said Cassius Winston would be the greatest passer and one of the greatest, and I was putting him up there with the Cleaves and the Magics when I said that, when I recruited him. But I never thought he'd be the offensive guy. And Xavier Tillman, remember, I was looking at a guy 282 pounds. I was looking at an average student. And I'd like to take a lot of credit for it, because these are success stories. There's one guy that deserves the credit for, really, for both guys, but for Xavier, since you brought him up, and that's Xavier. Xavier did what most people don't do. We gave him direction. He ran with it. But the direction is easy. The running with it is hard. And it included the losing 35, 40 pounds. It included taking his academics to a level where he's a 3.7 student, and he's just been unbelievable in school. Taking his basketball where he became a shot blocker, he became a great defender. Now he's becoming a very good offensive player. This is the process that people dream about in this day and age. Everybody wants the instant gratification. He's been on a 3-year process, and every year has gotten better, like a Denzel Valentine. And that's the beauty of the job. That's the fun of the job. That's what you love to see.
All right, one final thing, and maybe you'll disagree with one of us, but we discussed last week, if you guys, what would make this a successful season? One of us said making to the Final Four would be a successful season. The other one said making the Elite Eight. Can you be the tiebreaker?
Yeah, I can be the tiebreaker, and it'll disappoint most Michigan State fans. This has been a successful season, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I don't think anybody or any of you guys, the one thing that nobody will understand is what this team has been through. You know, from the Josh Langford loss 2 weeks before the season started, to Cassius's, to Rocket's missing of December, to Kyle Arnes, to Xavier Tillman, you know, having a baby, to the whole thing. I mean, when you add it all up, the resiliency, the way Cassius has dealt with something that, like I said, I couldn't deal with. I'm not sure, you know, I could have dealt with the situation that Xavier dealt with, and his wife. So it's been an interesting year, but we have goals ahead of us, and we are realistic enough to know that we're as good as probably most teams in the country. But I could tell you there's 6 or 8 Big Ten teams that are that. I don't think the country, guys, is like it was in 09 when we played North Carolina and Detroit, and they were better than the Celtics that year. I don't think it's Duke last year. You know, yes, we beat them, but that team was head and shoulders above 90% of the teams. You know, Kansas is probably the favorite, but I don't see anybody that much better. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of teams that much worse than the upper echelon. So it'll come down to matchups and everything, but I would just warn the Michigan State fans out there, and maybe even fans of college basketball and life, what Cassius has done is almost mind-boggling. I sit there every night and I say, how could I do it? How did I feel when my dad died? And this is a brother who you're, you know, at 20, it's different than when you're 60 or your dad's 90, you know, and to navigate through a season and try to find, you know, a safe place on the court, guys, it taught me more, and it should teach everybody more about life than anything we do. So Final Four would be great. Elite Eight would be great. Winning this Big Ten tournament would be great. But I got to tell you, this season has been one of the more rewarding, challenging but rewarding seasons I've ever had here.
Tom, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend and beyond.
Thanks, guys. You guys are great.
Appreciate Thank you. A lot.
Tom Izzo, the Hall of Famer, the head coach at Michigan State, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.